The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello, Eric McTaxas. Listeners, Hugh Hewitt here. And I want to let you know that I've just launched a new podcast. It's called The Interview. Over 30 years, I've tried to perfect the art of the interview. I've done more than 25,000 of them. That does not count callers of the radio show. And on this new podcast, The Interview, you'll hear new interviews as well as interviews from the past 30 years. And this week, I spoke with Eric McTaxas himself about his new book, A Fish Out of Water. Here's a sneak preview of that interview, and I'd invite you to check out the entire episode by subscribing to The Interview with Hugh Hewitt at Apple, Google, Spotify, or SalemPodcastNetwork.com. People who know you from TBN, from the radio, from the National Prayer Breakfast, from Bonhoeffer, from Luther, from Wilberforce, from everything that you've done, will not think of you as a Queens kid. They simply will not. It's stunning how much of a Queens kid you are. I mean, Yale, Queens, it doesn't go together. And moving from Queens to Danbury, as you communicate effectively in Fish Out of Water, I grew up in Warren, Ohio, and we moved a couple of times. We stayed in Warren. It would be like going from Warren to Atlanta. I mean, it's a giant cultural drift. It's a giant. It's down the rapids.
It couldn't be much bigger in America, right? I mean, you go from being an immigrant from New York City, and I don't mean fancy city, New York, which is Manhattan. I mean Queens, growing up in the world of the Greek Orthodox Church and the Greek Orthodox parochial school. You know, all our friends are European immigrants. And then suddenly move to Danbury, Connecticut, where you don't wear a school uniform. You play baseball, football, kickball. You ride your bike. You go fishing. This was like moving to, you know, Huck Finn's Mississippi. This was moving to America. It was my first real experience of America. And I never, all of this stuff, Hugh, what's so interesting is I never really processed some of this stuff. And writing this book, you know, I titled the chapter Moving to Danbury, I titled it Moving to America, because for me, that's what it was. I became fully American when we moved to Danbury, Connecticut, which is a working class town just beyond the gravitational pull of New York City.
Now, you're a decade behind me, but we're watching the same TV. I'm just older than you.
And by the way, I'm catching up, but go ahead.
Yeah, we're watching Red Skelton. We are watching Laugh-In. We are watching the same TV. And you detail this through the eyes of the Greek world. Now, my giant experience with Greek America is going to the Episcopal, to the Greek Orthodox Church dances, and going to, which they would put on for kids in the summertime to get us into trouble, and watching my big fat Greek wedding. And so when you talk about
sad? I want my book to supplant my big fat Greek wedding as the cultural touchstone for Greek Americans, because I enjoyed my big fat Greek wedding, but that's kind of the tacky Chicago cartoon version of the Greek immigrant experience. And so it's way better than nothing, but my story of growing up among the Greeks, I think, is probably more typical, more nuanced, in some ways, genuinely funnier because it's so true.
The Interview with Hugh Hewitt, available now on Apple, Google, Spotify, and at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.